There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. Hi Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
Hi.
Hi. We're finally back.
We are. It's been a while. Well, no, you uploaded one the other day, but...
Today.
Apologies for our being distant. It's been tricky... to get together and record and kind of to think of new topics as well, because we've been doing this a while.
It's been a bit of a struggle for us to get together, and we're actually really busy at work, funnily enough, and we're both sort of flat chatting and trying to fit in like an hour a week to go. We need to sit down and chat about this stuff.
Because runners are injuring themselves, so we're very busy.
Yeah, because everybody's just running. Or suddenly going, oh, the gyms are back open, sweet, let's do what I did 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And hurting themselves, so.
It's an interesting time to be a physio, because everyone's moving, everyone's active, doing things they haven't done, and they're hurting themselves. But also just the general uncertainty about, you know, are we going to have to close? Is there going to be a second wave? It's just a weird time. And they're cancelling all my races. Well, in the case of if you live in Sydney, that they're not cancelling stuff, they're just postponing.
Just fucking cancel it.
Let's put all the races within 4 weeks of each other in summer in Sydney. Great idea.
At what point? The same day. Because they've postponed Blackmores to the same weekend as Canberra.
Yeah. The two biggest marathons of the year for me are now on the same day.
Yeah.
1 week apart from the Sydney Morning Herald Half Marathon. Yeah. Why don't they just cancel them?
Just give everybody either their money back, which I understand is really hard, or just go, you know, if you bought an entry, we're going to keep your money, but you get free entry next year.
Yeah. So there's got to be something. I feel like there's a lot of frustration out there coming from runners who would either just like a straight-up cancellation, or they want some sort of, like, words that the event's actually going to go ahead. The ongoing postponement is kind of...
Yeah.
I know it's frustrating for me. I've got no motivation to train hard for an event because I'm just assuming nothing's going ahead. It's a weird time.
I get it from a business point of view. If you're a race organizer, there's a lot of stuff goes into organizing a race, and a lot of stuff is probably pre-booked,
already paid for,
already paid for a year in advance.
Yeah.
But even if it's at a partial refund and go, cool, we had to pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fair. But you can get this much back, or go, we're going to keep your money, come back next year.
Yeah.
But it's very much lots of faffing around and going, oh, yeah, it's still on. Oh, no, it's not. We're doing it in 2 months.
Yeah.
It's still on. Oh, no, it's actually not. We're cancelling it or postponing it again.
Yeah.
So it's a bit, like, I'm getting frustrated as well. Yeah. Because I want to know.
Look, if I owned a business that was in events, you would do everything to do to keep your event going.
Absolutely.
That's your income. But knowing what's happening currently right now in Victoria and seeing where Sydney and New South Wales is at, there's next to no chance that any of these events are going to go ahead. So, and if they do go ahead, it'll be nothing like what we know.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a bit of a tricky one. So we're kind of left with the big events not really going ahead or very unlikely to go ahead. But we're then left with all these like smaller, little minor participation events,
which is great.
Kind of are happening, which is kind of cool. So like. My running club, Sydney Striders, did a members only 10K. So there were about 100 people doing a 10K race, 120 maybe, but people started the race two at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
So they spread it out, but the race still went ahead. And that's the value right there of being in a club. It's awesome. You can do things like that.
Yeah, and then you've got like-minded people doing the same thing with you. So you sort of have that race feeling.
Mm.
Which is great.
Yeah. Some a reason to push yourself.
I mean, on the other hand, I feel like maybe the smaller races will get a bit more attention.
Yes.
Because people go, oh, I can't race. But then these smaller events pop up that you might normally overlook or not know about.
Yeah.
And suddenly you go, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But they're limiting it to, let's say, 500. I think that's the rule at the moment.
Yeah, depends where you are.
But depends where you are. At the moment in Sydney, it's up to 500 still.
I think, yeah.
But yeah, who knows?
So there are some smaller races still going ahead. Mm. So the Elephant Trail race in a few hours up north of Sydney, that kind of went ahead. That was just a smaller trail running event because mm-hmm. there was less people. It was still able to go ahead. So that was kind of cool.
And with trails, I feel like it's easier to control.
Yeah.
Because you can go, you two go. Yeah. And if you only have to get through a couple of hundred people,
yeah,
let's say 15 seconds apart, that's manageable.
Easy to stagger starts when it's a 50K trail running event.
Yeah.
I've actually got at this stage another one event which is going ahead at this stage is the Punish, the Mount Panorama Punish.
Yes. So
you get to run a lap around Mount Panorama, which is Australia's most famous car racing track. It's a 6K fun run and they've got 500 entrants and they've limited it to 500. So at this stage, it's kind of going ahead. So that's kind of nice, but it's interesting. All these smaller ones are still able to find ways to keep going, which is cool because it's those small businesses we'd like to keep going and to support. And what I'm super pumped about is the Coast to Cozzy is announced
back.
That it's back.
It's back. So was it off for 2 years or 1 year?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. Just before the 2018 event. I think it was the week before.
Yeah, I think they had issues with getting permits from council to cross a road or something.
Yeah, something like that. So they had to cancel it a week before the 2018 event. But the Coast to Cozzy is a 240-kilometre run. Starts at the beach at the bottom of New South Wales and it ends on the top of Mount Kosciuszko. So literally
the highest mountain on mainland Australia.
Yeah, so sea level to the top of Australia, which is kind of cool. So that's definitely that's one of my bucket list things.
It's not, it's such a good ultra event, but I don't think they only allow 50 people to do it.
Yeah, only 50 people. So I don't have the qualifying criteria to get in this year, but it's a thing that I'll be looking
for. Because you have to do 100 mile and 100K.
Yeah.
Unless you've done it before, they only need to do 100K.
Yeah.
Yes. Only, quote, unquote.
Only. Yeah, so I'm pumped that that's happening. So that'll go ahead in, I think it's December. So there are things going on. And they actually just announced, I think it was yesterday, that the London Marathon is going to go ahead, but elites only.
Yes.
So no 50,000 people running around London. It'll be a different course. It's nearly 20 laps of a park, which would be funny.
Oh,
but it means that the showdown between Kipchoge and Bekele is going to go ahead.
It's on.
Which,
that's exciting.
Fuck, that excites me.
And also, because it's a lap race, you can just... Oh.
Yeah, it'll be a head game, 19.8 laps of a track. It'll be an interesting one. But, man, I'm excited to see those two go head-to-head.
Yeah.
See where their fitness is at and see if they can get close to, that 201 or a 2 hour marathon.
That'd be so good.
Mm.
That'd be so exciting.
Yeah. So that's,
it's funny because I remember last year we talked about New York Marathon, London Marathon, how they sort of extended it to 7 hours and how the slowest people got abused. And now it's so different.
Yeah. There'll just be a handful of runners. No crowds. Yeah.
No crowds, nothing. Just running.
Yeah. Love it. Pure. Yeah, I'm pumped about that. So that's the 4th of October.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually on the day that I'm running an ultra marathon, which is kind of what the way it's all headed these days. Now that all the big races are getting cancelled and there's a whole lot of things that we're just unsure about at the moment, that's when what we're calling underground events are happening. Yeah. So, I'm going to do a couple of underground things. And they're very much trying to be quite sensible. And if restrictions stay the way they are, there's 10, 15 people just doing a whole big run together.
Yeah, I feel like it's sort of mates and acquaintances just banding together and going, I have this thought for this run.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, or hey, I'm going to do this event on this date. Are you free? And everyone's I got no races.
Yeah, nothing else to do.
Yeah, so going to run around the block for 100 kilometres.
Turbo.
So that'd be kind of fun doing that. And then I'm going to drink a whole bunch of beers and watch Kipchoge and Bekele run around.
Oh, that's going to be a good day. Yeah.
I'm excited. It's the first time I've been excited about running for a while. So that's really cool. Where we are in Sydney, we're able to kind of do stuff like that, which is nice. Yeah. For the moment, for now. If you're in Melbourne, you can't do that.
Yep. So, yeah, you're pretty screwed in Melbourne.
So current restrictions say you're only allowed to exercise once a day for maximum an hour. And you're not allowed to go 5 kilometres beyond the radius of your house.
Yeah. Which
which is hard.
Sucks.
So if you're going to go for a run, it means you kind of got to stick in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but if you don't live anywhere near trails, you can't even go trail running.
Yeah.
Because hang out around your house is stuffed. Yeah.
So I just can't, I was just thinking, like, if you're only allowed to go 5 kilometers from your house, if you take a 5 kilometer radius, the circumference of that circle that it makes is 31.4 kilometers.
So for
this is going back to maths.
Mathematics, 2 pi r.
2 pi r.
It's 31.4 kilometers around your house.
Exactly. So
in a perfect circle.
If you're in Melbourne, you should try, and you probably won't get it done in one run because you can't run that far in an hour. Over a couple of runs, you should run, like, literally just run the 31.4k circumference of a circle around your house. That'd actually be like a really interesting experiment to do.
I'm looking forward to Melbourne runners in Strava and just looking.
Yeah.
People around the house.
Yeah. Do a bit of a circle, bit of a circle, bit of a circle, combine it.
Yeah. Like, drive to the start point, run as far as you can get in half an hour, run back to the car, go home, do the same thing next day, starting where you left off the previous day.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's and just keep going.
There's a very small part of me that's like, I should do that in Sydney. Then I'm like, no.
Nah.
Although I would do it in one go.
Yeah, but
31K.
Yeah. Like, not an hour. But yeah. I mean, just, you wouldn't go out for an hour, for an hour, for an hour, for an hour if you don't have to.
But in Melbourne, you do.
Yeah. Or elsewhere in the world, I don't know. Like, if you're anywhere else in the world, then that's sort of the rule around what you can do. I think the rule in France was only 1K circumference.
1 kilometer.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So okay. 1 pi r is, I think, what's 3.4?
It's literally 3.14 kilometers.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
In an hour.
Yeah, 3.14
kilometers. You can do it twice.
So, yeah, it's like, it's partly annoying that all the marathons getting cancelled, but then, hey, it forces us to be creative. And, you know, if you can do it by yourself or with one other person, or if the rules allow you to do it with 10 people, then do it. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of fun. No,
yeah,
obviously being distant and tapping shoes instead of tapping hands, being sensible.
As we've probably mentioned before, if you want to do a 10K race for yourself, play, do it.
Yeah.
Like, or a half marathon or a marathon, whatever you do.
Time for five.
Yeah. Or focus on speed.
Yeah.
Or focus on strength, like whatever.
Yeah. Redline it. yeah, and that's where, like, Strava segments are kind of making a bit of a comeback.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed picking off the odd crown or two recently. I'm really liking that, actually. That's probably a separate topic, the fact that Strava is now a paid service if you want to have access to
all that stuff.
Segments and records and that sort of thing, which is a topic for another day.
Yeah,
but it's an interesting one. It's something I've enjoyed getting back into, is the old segment hunting, which is kind of cool.
I've never actually done it. I'm just like, I don't give a shit.
Really?
Like, yeah, whatever, I'm running. And now the other new thing, the local legend. You see that in Strava?
Yeah, what is that?
If you run a segment the most times in 90 days, you become the local legend of that segment.
Right. Okay.
Are
you a local legend?
No, because I just run whatever and wherever.
Don't run enough.
Probably.
That's interesting. I never didn't really know about that before.
Yeah.
So you can be literally become a local legend if you just run the same segment over and over and over.
Yeah. If you, let's say, have a segment on your street, and you just do that segment nonstop, you become a local legend.
Very good. Very good. What does that entitle you to?
You just get a golden sort of, not a crown, but, you know, one of those leaf crowns, what's it called? I think Julius Caesar had on his head. That thing.
Crown of leaves?
Yeah. It's got a name.
If anyone's doing anything fun or weird or any challenges they've set themselves, man, tell me, because, like, I'm always looking for, like, things to do myself, and, like, I'm sure everyone else is. I know there's a local fella named Ned who's doing 50 marathons in 50 days coming up, which is going to be super cool. I'm really interested to see how he goes. I've met Ned a few times through the 440, which is a really cool community I'm part of. So, yeah, he's doing that, which is going to be rad. I'm going to run from Coogee down to the Royal National Park in a couple of months, so...
Finishing at a pub.
Finishing at a pub in a run which involves a ferry trip across a a river. So that'd be interesting. So
what's the distance on that one?
75Ks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that'd be cool. So a few things coming up.
I think I'm running a couple of half marathons, just because I'm coaching for a half marathon at the moment. And a run got postponed.
Mm.
So we're still going to run a thing.
Mm.
So I'm organising a half marathon, which is fun. Yeah.
What are you doing with your triathlon stuff? Are you?
And like everything got like bloody cancelled and postponed and whatever. I didn't sign up in the first place. I was like, no, I'm not going to sign up and spend money on something that's going to be cancelled.
Good call.
But I'm still planning to do the same thing on the on official race day.
Yeah.
And just.
When is that?
September somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. But
a full Ironman?
No,
half. Okay.
Yeah. But the full is going to be next year somewhere.
Okay.
So half Ironman in like September next month, like end of next month somewhere.
Okay.
1.9K swim, probably down at Canal.
Yeah.
Then hop on the bike, 45Ks out to Stanwell Tops, which is in the Royal National Park.
And then back.
Come back, park the bike, pop the shoes on, and run to Cronulla and back.
Okay,
and
sweet.
That's about like 10-ish Ks out.
Nice.
10K back and find another 1.1K and run a half marathon.
How are you feeling for that?
Fine, actually.
Good.
Like I did a 60K ride on Tuesday. I've been running well.
Yeah.
And swimming all right, because I'll never be a good swimmer. Google Eric the Eel, but think worse.
Not quite Olympic standard.
Very much below.
Very much below. That's exciting, man. I'm pumped for you.
Yeah. And my body is actually enjoying doing multiple things.
The variety.
Yeah.
So I guess like spending that much time on the bike gets you fit and strong without pummeling like your tendons and joints and everything. So yeah, it's really good. You just, by default, you're just doing lots of cross training because that's what triathlon is.
Yeah. And just lots of cardio though.
Yeah.
I need more strength.
Yeah. In my life. What are you doing about that?
Going to a gym.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Dude, so, okay, that's so interesting because you feel good and healthy and strong right now, but you've been doing no gym.
Yeah, basically.
I've been doing gym like 3 times a week and I feel great as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. You got to like, I don't know, kind of do what works for you, right? Maybe it's just the fact that you've been swimming, you've been cycling, mixing it up for your body.
Yeah, that's definitely, like there's definitely, from an injury prevention point of view, I need to do more strength work.
Yeah.
I know that.
Mm.
But I'm at a point where my body's feeling good.
Yeah.
I can do what I'm doing at the moment. There's no niggles. There's no pains. And at the moment, I prefer to spend my time in the pool on the bike and running.
Yeah.
Because I'm still running-wise, I'm still hoping for 6-foot track next year.
6-foot, yeah.
Yeah. And just by that time, I hope it has settled enough for us to be able to run that
bloody event. Well, that'd be interesting. That event goes in waves anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It always goes in 7 waves. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they'll find a way to do that event next year.
Yeah.
Maybe more waves or something.
More waves and smaller groups. And
yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, weird times.
Yeah.
I hope everyone's keeping well. If anyone is doing anything cool or they want people to get involved in something doing, or let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you...
Like, always keen to do stupid shit.
Yeah, if you're in Melbourne and you want to send us a photo of Strava of you running 5Ks around your house.
Oh, my God. Can someone please do it and send it?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Or anywhere in the world, really.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Challenge for whatever your lockdown restrictions allow you to do.
Yeah. Which is for us is basically anything.
Yeah, we're just lucky. We're fine.
So for us, it's run to the state border, turn around, run to the other state border.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, run where you're allowed to run, which is all of New South Wales.
So you reckon you could run like the whole state border, like Queensland border,
like inland,
all the way until you hit. What do you hit there?
That's proper Forrest Gump. That's like,
yeah, that's proper Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Oh, now I want to do that. Yeah, I just need to like take a month off work.
Yeah.
I got better things to do with a month off work.
Yeah. If anybody feels like inclined to do that,
or if anyone's done it.
No, if anyone's done it.
Nah. Yeah, sick. Well, hopefully we'll get back in your ears a bit more often. We've got a couple of little things planned. So hopefully
some guests lined up,
they come to fruition. And we'll be speaking to y'all soon.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.